In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Jumping down to the 14th verse, the reason that we celebrate this great Christmas season, the birth of Christ, the 14th verse in the first chapter of the book of St. John reads, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Christmas. Mary, did you know that little baby boy that she delivered would one day deliver all of mankind? The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The greatest gift that has ever been given to mankind was the birth of Jesus Christ. I kind of enjoy the song. I enjoy Kevin's comments about gifting, regifting. Hopefully this is not a regifting sermon, but it's something I feel very strongly about. You know how busy you get around Christmas time, and the places that you need to be, the places you want to be. Sometimes you just want to kind of be quiet and let it all pass, but I'm amazed about how God allows us to celebrate the birth through fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. It seems like this year has gone faster than any year that I've known. Seems like, boy, it's just zoom, 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 zoom. But friends, it's been good. Last Sunday was one of the more enjoyable days that I've had at Mount Calvary. It's so nice to have friends come in and folks that have never been here before, and how the comments they made were so strong. The comments they made were about the warmth felt from the people here at Mount Calvary. I think about Christmas, and I think about, let's see, we went from Christmas presents being wrapped. Now you're in gift bags. I like them. You may get one that you've seen before. That is not regifting, we call it recycling. We're going from Christmas presents being wrapped to gift bags to gift cards. And no matter whether you wrap your presents or you place them in bags or you just go get cards or you slip a little something in an envelope, more importantly, where is your heart? I believe that it's a great time of year to thank people for what they have meant to you. Not so much for the things that they have done for you, but for what they have been. I know over this past year, many times we've stood in this sanctuary and we have laughed. A laughter of joy and pleasure, and at the same time, this year in this sanctuary, we've shed many tears. We've gotten news in the service that I never thought we'd get. Yesterday I got a Christmas card from Barbara Gillies. And she took the time to write inside of the Christmas card a special wish for all the friends and family here at Mount Calvary. She said, "You know, I found a new church home down in Texas, and I'm making new friends. But they can never replace the love and the joy that I felt in my home church in Virginia. The words that she wrote after that were words of encouragement. I believe that Christmas is a time of encouragement. People on the sound of my voice have lost husbands here. They've lost family members. So I believe Christmas is a time to reflect back and thank God for what in His wisdom, His infinite wisdom, that we could never understand, why He chose to send His Son to enter into this world in a way, not riding in with great grandeur, but something small, something so plain, yet something so warm, something so true. Now, Jane, you're still awake. We had an agreement. I was going to have Terry send you a tape on it later in the week. Keep her awake. It's a time for you to look back. It's a time for you to reflect upon your own life. I do not have a responsibility for your relationship with God. If I did, I would be far whiter than I am hair-wise today. It says that each man and each woman will answer to God. But I do believe that I have a responsibility to be encouraging, and I believe that God has laid upon my heart the desire to bring to you the good news. I look forward to it. I look forward to coming into church. I look forward to seeing faces. I look forward to the well-oiled machinery we have here at Mount Calvary Community Church, how everything goes so smoothly. People last Sunday, when they came in the afternoon, and I played a little game with them because I sang with the Wakefield Chorale, and I invited them to come to my church, which they felt it was the church that I attended, and came in, and then a few got to know that I was the pastor of the church. And you can see the amazement in their eyes. And you could see and you could feel how in just a few minutes they felt at home. You got to feel at home in church. You have to be willing to share of yourself in church. There are certain times in your life where you're going to go through struggles. And when I am dealing with struggles and challenges and the answers just aren't there, I want people that I can laugh with, that I can be honest with, that I can tell them my shortcomings and how those things that so many times I've tried to do, I've been unable to do. And because of an individual's willingness to share, that allows God, through His Holy Spirit, to use others to bring healing, to bring encouragement. It's a time to say Merry Christmas. Last week we had gifts. Too many. We had gifts everywhere. We had cards, and we had, oh my goodness, the goodies, the things that we ate. And we've been working on them all week at work. I had to get up one morning and just had butter pecan ice cream because I could. So I did. It's one of those temptations. The night before I'd gotten down, there was just a smidgen left in the carton. And you know how quickly that goes bad. It was not something that I wanted to re-gift, Kevin, but it's been a long time since I had a coffee and butter pecan ice cream for breakfast, but tell you what. And afterwards, I just had to smile and laugh. And it's good when you laugh at yourself. We can realize how fortunate we are. Why did God do all this? I don't know. I could sit here and get into great theological discussions, and I could bore you to death. Or I could allow the Holy Spirit to encourage you through the people that we have met, through the friends that we have added here at Mount Calvary this year, through the good services that we've had, through the concerts, the strongest concert series we've ever had here at Mount Calvary, and through freedom, the ability for you to come in and be a part of a gathering of people. We're not going to create anything earth-shattering. We're not going to build any big stuff. But we're going to see hearts that are warmer. We're going to see folks that have gotten the edge taken off a little bit about life. We're going to see people who are seeking, who don't have all the answers, who don't have it right all the time, who are not the final authority on everything about life. We're simply going to have sinners saved by grace gathered together to lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to have folks that come in and just are happy to be there. So I encourage you, and you may wrap the presents, you may place them in the bags, you may gift the gift cards, whatever. You may make something homemade. I had one given to me today. I immediately took it in and hid it from Terry. I was thinking about you, brother. It doesn't matter really what you're going to give. What does matter is, are you giving of yourself? In the name of Jesus. You've heard every sermon, you've heard every show you see on the television, you've heard sermons since such a young age. But have you felt the love of God in your life? Have you felt the warmth of a Savior who just took us as we were and loved us? It challenges within God's Word. If you cannot show love for your fellow man, fellow woman, how can a truly pure God show love to you? Well, He did. He loved us when we were yet unlovable. He allowed this little birth, this little bit of joy, the greatest Christmas present ever given, to come into this world. And we still believe in Jesus. Plain and simple. He is the beginning. He is the end. In this book alone, He has given 8 different titles. And I was going to read them to you, but Kevin took my glasses, so... No, I don't have it memorized. But I want to finish with this. In this one book alone, Jesus is called the Word. He is called God. He is called life. He is called light. He is called fullness. He is called Christ. He is called Lord. And finally, in verse 29 of this book, He is called the Lamb of God. What's the greatest gift that you're going to give this season? I look back on some of the gifts of God, and even last week, old Bill next door gave me a dancing, whatever that thing is, I don't know, I don't know, was a snowman, dancing snowman. Sorry, I was in a butter pecan stupor there, I guess, trying to figure out what that was. And he came to me and he said, Charlie said, I've got something for you, I've got something for Terry. And Terry's was a little different over there dancing. He said, but I've held these for almost a year. And he says, I know they're silly. He says, there's something that you never think of getting. But I just want to tell you how much that your friendship and love has meant. Friends, it's hard to try to let a tear shed when you're watching this dancing Santa. That's the way life ought to be. It ought to be filled with joy. It ought to be filled with appreciation for the things that God has done for you. And if you have the great gift of allowing yourself to share that with others, what a joy, what a joy, what a joy. I wish you a Merry Christmas. We're all going to sing one more time that Silent Night. But I encourage you to share the love of God. It's a great time to answer questions about what does this all mean? It's a great time to just simply open up your heart and say, well, I don't know, but let me tell you what I think. It's a time to share the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, born on Christmas morning. Heavenly Father, we have come into your house. We have felt your presence today. Heavenly Father, through the songs that were sung, through the message, through the prayer requests, through the praises, Heavenly Father, we have felt you today. So we take this time to thank you for sending that little baby. We thank you for allowing a Savior to be born into this world. We thank you that you love us and you loved us when we were yet unlovable. So Heavenly Father, allow us to share the joy of Christmas. Allow us to love.